Welcome to Ear Gas. I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. How are you on this lovely Thursday afternoon? God bless. I got some news to jump into. Racist police are still on the loose. That's right. Racist police still on the loose. They're still on the loose, man. And it's not going to change. It's going to be up to us to change. Let's check out this story where this black man was held at gunpoint after the establishment informed the police that they were looking for a white man, and instead they hold a black man at gunpoint for no reason. Now, clearly, this black man does not fit the description of a white man. Even if they had on the same clothes, which they didn't. A black man has brown or dark brown skin, and a white man has white skin. We go to my boy Willie D once again to check out this story. This tragic story. Let's hear what Brother Willie has to say.
The Arizona police officer is under investigation.
Arizona.
After he held a black man at gunpoint when he was supposed to be looking for a white man. Family, I want you to remember this name. Robert Carzea. It could mean the difference between life and death. Because this guy is a ticking time bomb.
That's the name of the officer, Robert Corzette.
This happened on August 29th. But this is the same guy who was involved in the controversial tasing of a black man who was holding his infant baby in his arms. Didn't give a damn.
Tased a man with a baby in his arms.
Didn't give a damn.
Jesus Christ.
Here's the backstory. The Hawthorne Hotel General Manager, Sean, calls 911 to report that a white man pulled a gun on a hotel employee. Police shows up. He gives the cop the description of the white man and tells him that he could be going out of one of the exit doors. Cop goes outside and he encounters a black man, comes out with his hands up. Dude's like, hey man, I work here. Well, show me some ID and blah, blah, blah. He holds the man at gunpoint for 2 minutes. Dude's like, man, you know, don't shoot me. Oh, you know, he's scared. Like, he tells him to turn around here and makes him get on his knees, make him do all of this stuff. And he tells the guy that he matches the description of the person he's looking for.
How?
Which was a bold-faced lie because the manager gave him a clear description of a white male wearing a black shirt with gray pants.
This man had on a gray shirt,
this
people.
Cop, Robert Carzea, repeated the description to the attendant.
Got clarification on it. He got clarification.
So this dirty, nothing ass cop, he knew exactly who he was looking for, what type of person he was looking for. But he pulled the gun on the black dude anyway, because that's what he do. That's what they do. He had no reason whatsoever to pull that gun on dude. No reason other than he a race soldier.
He was black.
At this point, everybody should be convinced that this has nothing to do with training. It has nothing to do with making a bad call, a few bad apples. No, this is a culture. It's a culture. They are on the hunt for black men and women and children. This is what they do. This, you can't explain this. Okay, let's say he had his gun prepared for somebody to come out of the door. Once he laid eyes on a black man, a whole black man, he should have relaxed, at least told him, okay, get out of the way. I ain't looking for you. Easy. Get out of the way.
A big black man.
This ain't no light-skinned, fair-skinned black man. This is a dark-skinned black man. Get out of the way. I ain't looking for you. Move. Dude was just all snappy, attitude, arrogant.
Meantime, the white man getting away.
So-called looking for got away. Now, those 2 minutes probably is what gave him the time to get away. The 2 minutes he spent harassing the black dude. Man, you can't defend this shit. Period. It is what it is. This is why they should not make criminals who belong in prison cops.
Now, that's a sad story, man. Scary situation for this brother who was minding his business and got held at gunpoint by the police. By the police, who had a clear description of the suspect. Not once did they say he was black. Now, it's hard for me to imagine you getting a white skin confused with brown skin. You know, this was a total ball drop. It wasn't a ball drop because he was doing exactly what he wanted to do, and that was being racist. How can you guys still defend officers who are doing this to people? It's a shame. It's not only a shame because it happened. It's a shame because you knew this brother was not the guy you were looking for. Still, in the middle of a crime, in the middle of an assault, you would rather let the person who you're looking for get away just to harass a black man. This is what we're faced with every day. We're faced with this every day. This could happen to any one of us. Any one of us. How in the hell can you get brown skin mixed up with whites, a white man? Let's just say it for what it is. This black man should have never been stopped. He should have never been harassed. He should have never been held at gunpoint, to say the least. This man was held at gunpoint, hands up, and nobody was there to protect him. Nobody was there to defend him. Now, what would have happened if this guy would have made a move or panicked? He probably would have got shot. He probably would have got killed, and we'd be having a totally different conversation. Thank God the brother didn't. Thank God, you know, the officer didn't shoot him. But this is something that this man will live with for the rest of his life. He will always remember this day. He will always have a resentment pretty much towards all cops. You see how this works? You know, when you were in school and they would say, one bad apple spoils the bunch. Well, in this case, this is real life, and one bad cop can put unclean, unhealthy images in your head for the rest of your life because they've done you wrong. Now, let's get this clear. Let's say it one more time. The man was black. He was looking for a white man. I can't make this up. Arizona was the state. Arizona. That just goes to show you this is not happening in one area or one state or one city. This is something that's going on in the United States of America and has been going on. So when you see all of this over the internet, see, the internet can bring you footage for real. The internet can let you see what is what and how it went down for real, not a manipulated media team. See, we can see things now because we got camera phones. You know, we have surveillance cameras. We have people on the street recording these incidents where we did not have this 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago. So now we're getting to see a lot more of what's really going on. And for the people who are always trying to find a way to defend what is going on, shame on you. Shame on you. How can you see something up close and personal and then turn around and say it didn't happen or it had to be another reason that happened? Law enforcement has to start being held accountable. They have to start being held accountable, not by us because we are powerless individually. Presidents, mayors, governors, senators, you all have to start holding these cops accountable. I don't care about a union. Break the union up. If you can't get your city, your state, or this agency, this gang, because like I always say, the police is the biggest gang in the United States of America, whether you want to admit it or not. They are the biggest gang in America. And they're flexing on us right now. They're flexing. They're showing their power right now. You know? This has been going on since slavery. You know, I know some of y'all going to say, this Jamar Canard, it got to be a race. I'm not a racist. I keep pushing this issue. I keep telling you this. I keep reminding you this. I have a bunch of white friends and a bunch of white associates that I truly care about. But we cannot sit here and act like the truth is not the truth. If either one of those white friends that I hold dearly to my life, not my heart, but my life, friends come and go. If either one of them were to defend or act as if they cannot see the wrong in what's going on, guess what? I would have to have a conversation with them, person to person. Not only would I have a conversation with them, if they kept on acting like they had no problem with these wrongdoings of the officers, they would no longer be in my circle. That is how I roll. You know, this is just, I'm not even going to say getting out of line or outrageous. It's been that way. It's time for these things to stop. This cannot continue to happen, man. You think riots are the worst thing that could happen? No. The worst thing that could happen is we, the people, go to war with you. We're going to go to the actual news clip of this incident. Let's see if we can go to the actual news clip of this incident. Sad incident. I wish I could show you guys this. We will have really soon live video with the podcast show, with the radio show. It's coming. We're trying to make some upgrades to the show. I thank you all for being patient as we are still in our beginning phases of making this show the best it could be. Let's see.
Put your hands up. Want a gun point? Step out.
I work here.
You work here?
He works here.
Okay, turn around.
First at 10, a Tempe police encounter under the microscope. The city's mayor calling it disturbing. An officer holding a black hotel employee at gunpoint, all while searching for an armed man who had already been identified as white. That officer now under investigation.
Tempe police promising to take appropriate action once their review is complete. ABC 15 investigator Melissa Blasius walks us through what happened.
Tempe Police Officer Ronald Kirzaya arrives at the Hawthorne Suites Hotel in Southeast Tempe. The manager says someone just pulled a gun on his employee.
Is he a white male, a black male? Come on.
White male. He's going to be wearing a black shirt and pants.
A minute later, the officer sees someone push on an exit door.
Put your hands up. Want a gun point? Step out.
I work it.
Hotel employee Trey Kumpian, clearly a black man in a polo shirt, khakis, and dress shoes. But the officer says,
I am responding to somebody with a firearm who matches your description. Do you understand that? Come here.
I got my hands up, man. Take your gun off.
The situation escalates.
Just because you're a cop, don't mean you can hold a gun at somebody whenever you get good and damn ready. I put my hands up.
When I'm responding to somebody with a firearm, I can do what I need to stay safe and go home to my family.
Once the officer realizes his mistake with Trey, he then finds two other black men inside the hotel door, holds them at gunpoint while shouting profanities.
Where is he?
That ain't got nothing to do with me.
No.
So why are you talking to me like that?
God damn. Get the out of the way.
Tempe's police chief met Thursday with both hotel employees and was apologetic. Her department released this statement saying, our initial review indicates that this incident was not handled in accordance with the professionalism and respectful behavior that we and the public have for our officers. Tempe's new mayor, Corey Woods, also issued a statement calling the video both disturbing and disappointing and says, we all can imagine the horrible feelings, the humiliation and fear that the employee felt. Woods also said the council is forming a community-based public safety advisory board in Tempe, which starts meeting this month. Just last year, Officer Kirzaya was accused of violating another black man's civil rights.
Oh.
He deployed a taser at Ivan Okri in his apartment while he held a baby. At that point, the police department said Officer Kirzaya acted within policy, but he received additional training. Now he's on administrative leave while Internal Affairs investigates him again.
Come on, here, my employee, a black male at gunpoint. He's clearly not white.
I'm investigator Melissa Blasius, ABC 15, Arizona.
Tell me. Whoa. This was even bigger than I thought. This guy just do whatever the hell he want to do, huh? He just does whatever the hell he wants to do. Already shot a man with a baby in his arm with a taser. Baby hit the floor. You couldn't see it. I saw it. Go look it up. ABC 15 Arizona was the clip that we just watched. Go see it for yourself. Now, I had no idea this guy held two other black men at gunpoint the same day, within the same 5 to 10 minutes. You know, this is crazy. This is crazy, man. I'm in shock right now. You know what? I'm getting ready to play another clip
over a tense situation.
Let's check it out.
Body camera video at a Tempe hotel.
A police officer holding a black worker at gunpoint. Let's
check this out.
An armed man who had already been identified as white. The city joined
this is crazy.
In recent months about improving race relations in Tempe. But are we actually seeing any change? Here's ABC 15's.
No, the answer is no, we're not.
It's behind these walls where Tempe police leaders have promised to look at policies. But tonight, the department mum after yet another video shows a lack of change. Some even calling it a whole lot of talk and no action.
I agree.
A lot of the heavy lifting that needs to be done has not been done.
He was once the calm voice among the angry. But now, that's changed.
Because right now, you're seeing an officer operate in straight up 100% bias.
Pastor Andre Miller was the first person who would tell you a few months back that conversation was key. He worked with Tempe PD to ease tension between protesters last year and helped launch Tempe Listens, a safe space for community members to ask for change. He even invited Tempe Chief Sylvia Moyer and other East Valley chiefs to his Mesa church to share their point of view. Here's Miller at one of those events in March.
What I hope to accomplish is bringing the community to the table, having some transparent, real dialogue where we can see some substantial change.
Now,
put your hands up.
This is thoroughly disappointing.
He says he feels used and misled by the department he agreed to help, who promised to do more, like get tougher on
discipline. We have a problem when it comes to, you know, how police officers are challenged for their wrongdoings.
And it's not just what they told Miller. Here's what Chief Moyer told our cameras just weeks ago.
We are going to engage in a way that we can really express and demonstrate commitment to act based on what we've learned.
Still,
I am responding to somebody with a firearm who matches your description. Do you understand that? Come here.
Officer Ronald Kurzaya held a black employee at gunpoint while searching for a white suspect.
At this point, I feel like, you know, I'm tired of conversations. I want to see something. And I'm not the only one in the community who feels that way.
And as the community looks to its leaders for answers, several silent tonight. Newly elected Mayor Corey Woods and Police Chief Moyer refusing to comment today, each only issuing written statements Thursday. Now, Officer Ronald Kurzaya is on desk duty as the department investigates. In Tempe tonight, Nicole Valdez, ABC 15, Arizona.
What is it to investigate? That's what I'm talking about when I say holding people accountable for their actions. What is it to investigate? Now, this guy has done all these horrible things to people of color. I'll just say that, of color. And he's on desk duty, still getting a paycheck. You know, people won't respond. People won't talk to the media, talk to the reporters about the situation. It's a bunch of promises that are never fulfilled. A bunch of promises that they give us and they are not fulfilled. You see, this is why everybody's saying vote, vote, vote. Well, I'm not voting just to vote. I'm going to vote to the people or for the person that is running for president who is going to offer me something. Change. Clear change when things are done clearly wrongfully. It's clear. It's not a question. It's not a guess. We're talking about clear incidents that have been filmed, recorded, and reported. Presidents, governors, mayors, senators, councilmen should all be rallying for justice. How long will you continue to do what the hell you want and expect for people to stay calm? I guess we just have to keep shut up. Keep being quiet and dribbling, huh? Keep making music for you. Keep making dances for you. Keep entertaining you. While after we're done entertaining you, we are not able to be free and have the same treatment of people with privilege. Notice I said privilege, not white. It's a big difference. Now, we do get the worst end of the deal being black in America. This is ridiculous. This is unfortunate. It should be a crime. It should be a sin. It should be punishable by death. It should be punishable with a great sentence. Should be punishable by a great sentence, especially if you are sworn in to protect the citizens and the community in which you serve. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. As I was saying before we took this break, I was talking about the unfair treatment of this young brother who was held at gunpoint. And later on found out two other black men had been held at gunpoint. And also was able to see the video of another incident altogether where this cop tased a black man holding a baby in his arms. Baby hit the floor, man hit the floor. Police did not have any remorse. He got training. Now, that was your slap on the wrist. Because I would be suing the hell out of you. I would be suing the hell out of you. You tased me with a baby in my hand. I have no weapons. Not hostile at all. And you're entering my home. I would be suing the hell out of you. I'm not sure if that guy sued or didn't. I would have been suing, man. You know, I would have tried to take you for everything you have. Badge, gun, job, the department. I would have sued or tried to sue you so hard that I became the owner of your precinct. That's just what I would have done. I'm praying these things don't continue to happen. I'm praying that the people in these situations can recover from the mental trauma that they have had to experience. I'm praying that they don't let these cops change their minds about the good cops and good people. I can't think about that right now, though, because the image is in my head of what I've just witnessed, what I've just seen, what I saw. Not hearsay, I saw it. How in the hell is this cop on desk duty? You should not even be allowed in the precinct. You should actually be in a jail cell. You should be facing trial. Your fellow officers should disown you. Your fellow officers should not claim you. And we have to accept this. This is what you're telling me we have to accept. I haven't heard our president, Donald Trump, mention this incident not one time. Matter of fact, he hasn't mentioned any of these incidents to my knowledge. He's alluded and talked about the protest, which is irrelevant to the situations that we're facing. Now, if Donald Trump and the government, you know, everybody in their rightful places and rightful titles, would address these situations and talk about these situations and do something about these situations, I'm pretty sure we would have a totally different opinion on how they are viewed. I know I would. I would have no choice but to tip my hat off to the president. Now, see, the president, I believe does not really care about any of these things because it does not affect him. Which is terrible. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. Orange Head. That's what I call Donald Trump. Orange Head. That's his nickname for me. Orange Head. Now, I'm not one who is big to disrespect the President of the United States. But when the President of the United States is not for the people, I have a problem. Your job is to operate on our behalf. Not one class of people, not black people, not white people, not Mexican people, but all people. We're having a problem having a fair shake on what's going on in the United States of America. It's wrong and it shouldn't be happening. And even though it's wrong and it shouldn't be happening, we deserve to hear from you and your thoughts and your opinions on these situations, which we're not hearing. Therefore, I'm telling you, I will not vote for you. I will not vote for Joe Biden because I don't see Joe Biden doing much of a better job than Donald Trump. They will have you believe that. They would have you believe that. I'm telling you now, you need to start voting in your cities, in your states, in your counties, in your regions. And you need to start putting people in office that will fight for you. Who will fight for themselves. Who will see themselves in you. If you don't have an individual who is capable or feel that it could be them, then you do not need to have them in office. It's just that simple. People are dying. People are held at gunpoint. People are being unfairly and unjustly treated. And we are being forced to accept and take this. This is one reason I am saying the riots must happen. This is why I'm saying turn the pressure up. Now, I'm not telling people to kill people, hurt people, or burn down the small businesses. I'm not telling them to harm people. What I am saying is there will be no more bloodshed without bloodshed. And as many as people as I can get to and reach to with this show, I am telling you, if there's bloodshed, give them bloodshed. You kill me, we kill you. And I'm not saying that for regular civilian people. I'm talking law enforcement. Law enforcement, you kill people, the people need to kill you. Eye for an eye. Tooth for a tooth. Blood for blood. Oh, yeah, I know I'm touching on some things you don't want to talk about. And if you don't want to talk about it, this is the wrong show for you to listen to because we're going to talk about it, man. We got innocent people dying out here. We got innocent people being traumatized for the rest of their life out here. All because you don't want to talk about it. All because you don't want to hear about it. All because you don't want to face the facts. The facts that this is actually going on. In America, which is supposed to be the best country in the world. The fact that we have people who walk out of that house every day and are in fear for their life. People who get pulled over and are in fear for their life. Is this making sense to you? Are you getting the big picture? You see, what happens is very many small and minute incidents that turn into a big fire. That's how a fire starts. A fire doesn't start out big. A fire starts out small and it grows and it grows and it grows. It's like a seed. A seed does not, start out as a big tree or a big harvest. It starts out very small as a seed. And over time, it grows to become whatever it becomes. If you don't get that analogy, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not sure what to tell you. I don't know how to make it any clearer. I feel I have broken it down for you. And if at this point, if you're not acknowledging or paying attention, then you just choose not to. And we know who you are. And you've probably turned this show off by now, which is fine with me. I don't want your listen. I don't want your ear to get this ear gas that I am giving you. That is why the show is called Ear Gas. It is to give you information through your ears so that it will travel to your brain and make you think. Sometimes we have a little fun on this show. Sometimes we get straight to the point. But at all times, we are trying to bring you the truth and help you understand what is going on in the United States of America, better yet in your life, and better yet in your community. If you can't get with that, then this is not the show for you, and I don't give a damn. Just don't give a damn. Turn it off, unsubscribe, enjoy your life. This show will continue. This show will go on. This show will not be canceled because I am the owner of the show and I am not canceling myself. The only person who can cancel me is God Himself. That is the difference in between you being an employee and having to answer and be careful on what you say, and me being the owner of my own company and being able to have the freedom to say what I would like to say. It's just that simple. This is not the only company that I have. I have other companies. And through those other companies, I have the privilege and right to say what I want to say when I want to say it. I am a musician. I am a songwriter. Soon to become an author. All those venues and avenues I will use to say and do what the hell I would like to do and say. If you don't like that, you don't have to buy my music. You don't have to watch me on your TV screen. You don't have to subscribe to any of those things that I am involved with. It will not hurt me. It will not make me or break me. I am simply going to continue doing what I am doing now, and that is bring you truth. Now, I don't care if you like it or not. Deal with it. Deal with it. This is ridiculous, man, what people are going through in this country, and you and people like you want us to be quiet and just take it. We are not in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s anymore, okay? You're dealing with a whole new breed of humans, a whole new breed of black people, a whole new breed of white people, a whole new breed of people in general. We are for right, not what's wrong. Your sins have finally came back to confront you, and you're afraid. You're scared to death that you're losing the power. Guess what? You never had the power. Other people were just afraid to exercise their own power to show you that you don't have the power. How can you have the power? You've never had the power. You had power and held power over people who were not aware that you don't have the power. If that makes sense to you. Listen, man, I'm not here to talk dumb. I'm not here to talk, you know, ignorance. I'm here to bring you truth, facts, and occasionally my opinion. But through my opinion, there will always be truth, which then would make my opinion fact. If at any time my opinion, which I believe to be fact, because I've done the homework and research, indeed turns out to be false, I will give you an apology. I will do better to bring you more truth in my opinion. It's a sad time in the world, man. And look at us. We still thriving. We still moving. We still going forward. This nation is in trouble. It has been in trouble. But now this nation is in trouble for a whole different reason. You're in trouble now because people are refusing to accept and allow you to just do them any kind of way. And that's not just black people, that is all people. All people for all different reasons, but nobody is allowing you to hold the power over their heads any longer in this country of the United States of America. This country is not for my people. I'm not sure if you feel the same way about your people. You may be of a different race, a different culture, but it's not for you either. This country was built on lies and corruption, and we are reminded of that every day. Every day we are reminded that this country was not built for us, even though it was built by us. Now, how can something you build and not sell or reap any benefits not be for you but built by you? It's unheard of in the world of business. You build something, you're either going to sell it or it's for you. Or it's to help somebody else. We are not getting the help that we need in this country. All you other countries, all you other continents, please, please, please understand that. What you think of America, your idea of America, is not the actual truth. Think about that before you come here. Think about that before you send your family members, your loved ones, your children, or your companies over to this country. If you come to this country, the best thing for you to do is get what you need and go home. If I could go home, I would go home. My ancestors were brought here many moons ago, and I have no idea where home is for me. But I'm reminded every day that this is not my home. This is not a place for me. All I'm doing is trying to make the best out of an ugly situation. Yes, I know. I know what you're thinking. This might be some of the most un-American talk that you've ever heard, especially from me, I'll say. But it's the truth. You know, I've been disconnected from what I should, not what I should be, but what I would like to be. I'm exactly what I should be as of right now, because that is the way that God has made it. If you don't believe in God, that's a whole nother topic. That's a whole nother conversation. And I feel sorry for you. I'm just trying to make the best out of the situation that has been given to me, that has been handed off and appointed by God for me. So a lot of people out here who just can't stand to hear this kind of talk. Who does he think he is? This guy thinks he's all that. You know, he got a little radio show. He got a little podcast. He did a couple songs. He got a couple records on the radio. He toured. And who is he? He's nobody. Yeah. I'm somebody. That's why you're listening. That's why you're still listening. Well, that's why you're talking about the little show that I have. You know, when people try to discredit you, that's what they say. Oh, yeah, I heard your little song. I see your little show. Little. Yeah, you're disregarding. I understand the language. Some of you people have to start understanding the language. The language, they're not going to always verbalize. Sometimes the language is silent. Learn how to read sign language if you get my drift. That includes body language. That includes motives. You have to be excellent at those things if you want to have a shot, have a chance at a stress-free life. Oh, man. Police can just do whatever they want to do to me and I have to take it. I don't. I have a choice. I can shoot back. I can buck. For those of you who are not from the South, buck means I can go against the system. I don't have to take anything. I could die. That's true. But I'd rather die than to live as a slave, man. I'd rather live okay or live broke than be rich and still have to kiss ass. Be quiet. Bow down. Put other people down that are less fortunate than the wealthy people in this country. I'd rather be that than to be whatever else they would like me to be. But what I won't be is quiet. I'm going to keep bringing these clips. I'm going to keep bringing these interviews. I'm going to keep bringing these shows. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to write a couple books. All with truth. Once again, I want to thank all the other cultures and nationalities and races that are joining us in this fight, that are joining in us in revealing the truth, that are joining us in unity against something that is much, much bigger than each and every one of us alone. I say alone because together they are nothing. They are small. I want to say it, man. God bless. Love, peace and happiness. And last of all, ear gas. Until next time, family. This has been your host, Jamori Kennard. Don't be silent. Don't accept what they give you. Persevere. Push through. Rise above every single thing that's in your way. Till next time, ear gas.